The rising incidence of death during maritime operations call for concern. Seafarers are having a hard time at sea due to the terrible situations they sometimes encounter.
Passion that we have for the job makes us go into the job. But inside the passion, there are a lot of dangers behind it. One of the mentioned dangers is the sea pirates.
That was Adewale Ajibade, a marine engineer, speaking on one of the dangers seafarers encounter at sea, just as Precious Ilei, head of business development of an insurance company in Nigeria, advises seafarers to embrace the life insurance policy as a means to mitigate risks.
Death comes knocking at any time, because at the end of the day, the beneficiary to the loved ones that were lost will actually be compensated.
From Voice of Nigeria, we present Security Watch, a quarter-hour feature that spotlights security challenges and effort at protecting lives and property in Nigeria. On this edition, titled Life Insurance, A Pathway for Seafarers, some insurance officials share with the producer benefits of life insurance policy for seafarers, just as a seafarer and government officials speak on the challenges at sea. I am Jumoke Johnson. Don't go away. The task of seafarers at ensuring that goods and resources reach their expected destinations is quite enormous. This involves supporting livelihoods as well as promoting global trade. Dayo Mobiriola is the Director General, Nigerian Maritime Administration and Safety Agency, NIMASA.
We recognize the challenges seafarers face while sailing. Examples are issues of piracy, kidnapping, encounters as war zones, exposure to health risk, and unfair treatment. We also acknowledge that some basic rights of seafarers, such as insurance, are not always guaranteed.
In the course of their job, seafarers endure isolation at sea, as well as the various challenges that come with navigating some of the world's busiest and most terrifying waters. In the second quarter of the year 2023, a survey by International Seafarers Welfare and Assistance Network, ISWAN, reveal that 18% of seafarers reached out to ISWAN's helplines regarding mental health conditions. It further reveals that by the last quarter of the year 2023, calls and messages relating to mental health conditions had increased to 37%. Thus, worrying statistics continue to drive the call for seafarers to purchase an insurance cover. Abayomi Adeola, Unit Manager of an insurance outfit in Nigeria, in an interview with a producer, Destiny Onyemihia, reviews insurance products seafarers can purchase.
Seafarers, for them to be covered, it is the duty of the shipping company to get a group life insurance for all their seafarers.
Okay, you talked about group life insurance. What is life insurance, and how does this group life insurance work?
Group life insurance, it is mandatory by law that any company that has minimum of 3 staffs should put this policy in place.
What are the various aspects or dimensions of this life insurance you're talking about here?
We have term assurance and we have contributory life insurance.
Explain in details what these insurance policies mean.
For term assurance policies, the individual use a small premium for life sum of cover. Now, another term insurance that we have, it is called the whole life.
Okay.
That whole life is simply for those that want to buy a will for their family.
The sad reality is that only very few Nigerians have life insurance. A recent report by Leadway Assurance shows that roughly one in every 200,000 Nigerians has a life insurance policy. Ojo Adekunle, a marketer with an insurance company, shares with a producer feedback insurers get from seafarers as regards purchasing a life insurance product.
Life insurance is a kind of personal secret will for the family. If the breadwinner is no more, there are some families normally send the families away. But if there is a life insurance, we will pay directly to the beneficiaries.
From your own organization, what is the patronage like? Do you have seafarers coming in for life insurance?
No. But we normally go to them and discuss with them. They used to turn up and down that this is their life cover, is this, is that, all those things.
Okay, so that means there's a poor response from seafarers.
Exactly.
Rate is very low. They hardly patronize the insurance company. Yeah. So now, what is your organization doing to ensure that they can assess the seafarers and educate them on the importance of life insurance policy?
We give them important advice. Having a very good presentation for them, writing a proposal, have an appointment with them, and talk to them basically on insurance. Apart from the marketer come to you, you have the access to talk to the company. I will give you the first-hand information as regards life insurance.
The International Maritime Bureau IMB Piracy Reporting Center report for the first half of the year 2024 reveals that 60 incidents were reported to the center. It says 46 vessels were boarded, 8 attempted attacks, 4 vessels hijacked, and 2 fired upon. Seafarers are increasingly becoming targets of sea pirates. Nonetheless, Vice Admiral Emmanuel Ogala, Nigeria's Chief of Naval Staff, reiterates the Navy's commitment at keeping Nigeria's maritime domain safe.
Protection of the maritime domain is one of the primary responsibilities of the Nigerian Navy. To this extent, we are going to improve on our surveillance capability, ensuring that we have full coverage of our backwaters, which is where most of the problems come from. We are going to enhance our patrols and prisons, both at sea and within the creeks. We are also going to increase our ability to gather intelligence so that our patrols will be target-driven and achieve better results.
Seafarers play a very unique role in international trade and economy. This is because most of the goods imported and exported globally are transported by sea. However, violent activities of pirates on the sea is making their job increasingly dangerous. Adewale Ajigbade, a marine engineer in a chat with a producer, says his passion for the job is a driving force for him, despite the dangers encountered at sea.
Passion that we have for the job makes us go into the job. But inside the passion, there are a lot of dangers behind it. One of the mentioned dangers is the sea pirates. As you can see globally, the sea pirates, they are the major factor confronting the operation on the sea.
How would you assess the welfare packages for seafarers here in Nigeria?
The welfare of our people have not been taken care of. Like all these expatriates, they are not doing anything. We, the Nigerians, we are the ones doing the job. But due to the negligence and lack of welfare, good welfare for crew members, all these are not called for. I served on board the ship as a motorman there, but now I'm now third engineer, and that is, we're still facing the same thing.
Now, you talked about the poor welfare package for seafarers in Nigeria. How is this affecting your job performance?
We Nigerians, we are being made slaves in our own country, and we're being forced out to go to another country to go and seek for a job there, which is supposed not to be.
Nigeria's population is over 200 million. Yet, insurance penetration in the country is less than 1%. Convincing seafarers to purchase the life insurance product remain a daunting task, given the high level of knowledge gap about insurance in the country. Akinwumi Olusheson, insurance executive with an insurance outfit, in a chat with the producer, sheds light on the benefits of life insurance policy to seafarers.
Life insurance is a financial instrument used to guarantee the protection of any one individual or a group of people against the occurrence of any unforeseen circumstance.
What are the benefits of life insurance to seafarers in Nigeria?
Any one individual that wants to do well in this present economy would have instituted a savings plan. So savings is key for survival in this time. The other benefit, protection, for example, that person passes from ability to be able to pay the selected next of kin at the inception of the policy or that CPR's life.
What are the challenges you encounter in the course of your business as regards them convincing seafarers to purchase the life insurance policy?
There's a whole lot of knowledge gap in terms of what insurance can do for you, how insurance works. There's equally the regulatory challenges, and then the problem of technology. People want to be able to sit in the comfort of their home behind their computer system and say, go online and then subscribe for policies that will best fit their needs.
Working aboard a vessel is increasingly becoming dangerous. Companies, as a matter of urgency, must understand that purchasing life insurance products for their workers is a step in the right direction. Precious Ilei, head business development of an insurance company, speaking to the producer, advises owners of shipping companies and seafarers to embrace the life insurance policy as a means to mitigate unforeseen risks.
It's actually very important for seafarers to always ensure that the insurance and coverage is up to date.
How is government intervening to ensure that seafarers can purchase life policy?
The government has actually stepped in. They made a mandatory to some extent that in as much as you have employees that are three and above, it is compulsory for you to have group life cover in place.
What are your recommendations to seafarers as regards having a life insurance policy?
Death comes knocking at any time, because at the end of the day, the beneficiary to these loved ones that were lost will actually be compensated. They should take it seriously and they should actually consider it going forward.
Looking at the situation where the shipping company refuses to get this policy for them, what can the seafarers themselves do individually?
We have the term policies, the investment linked policies, the whole life. So there are options, actually, if the business owners are not against group life for the staff.
Sea pirates remain a major threat to the maritime industry. They hijack ships and hold ships for ransom. In addition, life at sea is not in any way 100% pleasurable, given the hazardous nature of the sea. Therefore, leaving the entire task of safety to the Navy and other maritime security agencies is not advisable. Seafarers should begin to consider securing their future by purchasing a life insurance product. It's on this note we end this edition of Security Watch. Focus was on life insurance, a pathway for seafarers. If you have comments and observations, please write to the producer, Security Watch, PMB 40003, Falomo Ikoyi, Lagos, or send an email to info@von.gov.ng. You can also visit our website, www.von.gov.ng, and our social media platforms for more stories. Our X handle is at Voice of Nigeria. On behalf of the producer, Destiny Onyemihe, and the studio manager, Abdurrahman Abubakar, I am Chimoke Johnson saying goodbye.